Did you miss us last week? Did you think that we've been 86th? Never happened. But I tell you what, here is episode number 86 of Crystal's Ventured Anywhere, right now! Crystal's Ventured Anywhere! Episode 86! And now, here's the Snark of Snarks, Brian Michael Page! Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Mikaelis Pagina. We are in the 12th week of Ordinary Time, and I am happy to announce we're back. I've been spending the past week or so revamping the Crystal's Ventured Anywhere homepage. Yes, that one at crystalsvincit.com. Looks a lot better right now, a lot more user-friendly, I think. You check it out for yourselves. I did away with the built-in player on each of the pages. It's the opinion of this web builder here that they've been taking a little bit too long to load. And I kind of freed up a lot of space at the same time. So you're getting, like, everything in months. So you see, like, on most pages, like, 4 or 5 episodes on one page. You just don't have the built-in player. But it's a lot easier loading, the pages look a lot better, and there's even more pictures for those who like illustrations. Now, did you notice I said we're in the 12th week of Ordinary Time? However, last Sunday was not the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time. You see, January 24th is the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, and although it's not a holy day of obligation, it's one of those solemnities that, when it falls on a Sunday, it trumps the numbered Sunday of Ordinary Time. Today's feature topic focuses on the Benedictus. But first, here are them jungle screechers.
Feast of the week! Feast of the week!
And thank you and a big welcome back to Crystal's Vintage Native Sons, the Jungle Screechers. Feast for the Week this week is brought to you by the new book, ABC's 1-2-3s and Liturgies, Story and Pictures by Bishop Donald Troutman. And here we go, here's this week's feast, 12th week of Ordinary Time. Monday and Tuesday of this week, Feria. Wednesday, optional memorial, St. Cyril of Alexandria. Thursday, well, during the day, obligatory memorial, St. Irenaeus. And come evening, it will be the solemnity vigil of Saints Peter and Paul, the apostles. Friday, of course, is the solemnity itself, Saints Peter and Paul. Saturday, an optional memorial, first holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. And there's also the other optional memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And this Sunday coming up, back to normal, 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints, not counting the Sundays of Ordinary Time.
Christos Vinci, semi-live. At the neighborhood softball field.
Greetings. We're at the softball field once again. The regular season is done, but now we have all-stars. Yes, Brittany has made the 9 and 10-year-old all-star team. Yes, we are all happy for her. Of course, it's going to be a lot more travel now to our second home, the ball field, and plenty of other second homes just like it within the state. Let's take a look at our music list. Now, of course, we didn't have a show last week, so we're going to double up on the music list. We have the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and then we also have the birth of John the Baptist, which was just this Sunday past. Let's go with two Sundays ago first, the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and here is our introit for the day. A big round of applause for a hymn. That was Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, text by Henry Francis Lyte in the tune Lauda Anima, which of course translates Praise My Soul, tune written by John Goss. The Gloria is the Gloria for the Misa de Angelis. The Psalm is Psalm 32 with the antiphon, Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. That was chanted to Psalm Tone AG. The Alleluia before the Gospel is the Mode 6 Alleluia, using Psalm Tone 6F for the verse. The offertory is O God Beyond All Praising, text by Michael Perry. The tune is Thaksted by Gustav Holst, and that came from a major work of his called The Planets. The Sanctus Nagnus Dei come from Jan Vermeul's People's Mass. A wall ball double. The Memorial Acclamation and Amen is a Danish tone. The Lord's Prayer, the chant in English. And now, here's the refrain of our communion. And that was the Mode 6, Ubi Caritas. By the way, towards the end of the show, hang in there will be a rip-off of that same piece for the organ. This was my postlude for the weekend. And finally, here's our recessional for 11 Ordinary. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Text by Father Frederick Faber. The tune In Babylone, a Dutch tune dating back to 1710. And now, for this Sunday just passed, the birth of John the Baptist. This is a solemnity that also has a vigil mass. So the readings were actually different for the Saturday mass as they would have been for the Sunday. The hymns, I kept the same for all the masses. For example, our opening hymn was this. Here's the first verse anyways. The saints who from their labors rest. That was a text by William Walsham Howe. Some Vaughan Williams fans out there. The tune is Sine Nomine, written by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Now, a couple of things for this Sunday just passed that are the same as the previous Sunday. That is, the Gloria, the Alleluia, and the Lord's Prayer. Now here we have two different psalm settings. The Saturday psalm for the vigil is Psalm 71 with the antiphon, "Since my mother's womb you have been my strength." And the psalm for Sunday, Psalm 139 with, "I praise you for I am wonderfully made." Both of these were chanted to Psalm Tone 8. The offertory was "God We Praise You," text by Christopher Idle that was taken from the Te Deum, and the tune Nettleton, an early American tune from a collection called The Repository of Sacred Music Part 2, compiled by John Wyeth in 1813. The Sanctus Memorial Acclamation, the Amen and Agnus Dei, because it was the last Sunday of the month, we used the chant settings in Latin from Jubilate Deo. The communion was Taste and See, based on Psalm 34. This is a contemporary setting by James Moore. And finally, here's the first verse of our closing hymn. Back. Don't touch that mouse.
Hello, this is Rick, your host for the Bible in Your Podcast. Be sure to check us out at www.yearbib.blogspot.com and tune in for a daily reading of the Bible. That's www.yearbib.blogspot.com or do an iTunes search for the Bible in Your Podcast.
Don't do this at church. Let's talk a bit about the Benedictus. Now, I don't mean the one that most know, Benedictus qui veni in nomine Domini. No, I mean the other Benedictus. This Benedictus in question is the Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. This is the canticle sung by Zechariah. Zechariah, of course, was the husband of Elizabeth and the father of John the Baptist. Now, this particular canticle shows up shortly after Mary's canticle in terms of the order of scripture passages. Mary's canticle, of course, was the Magnificat. The Magnificat, of course, was sung by Mary while visiting Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth, of course, happened to be Mary's sister. But anywho, both of these canticles pop up in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. Now, one can't help but notice that this canticle is cut off in the Gospel for the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. It actually skips a couple of verses before that, too. Cuts off around verse 66 and skips to verse 80. Well, the Benedictus is verses 68 through 79 of Luke chapter 1. In the Tridentine liturgy, this canticle appears for funeral masses. In both the classical and modern liturgy, the Benedictus still takes its place as the gospel canticle for lauds, or morning prayer. The most common hymn setting of the Benedictus these days, in English, is a hymn, Blessed Be the God of Israel, with the text written in 1969 by Father James Quinn, a Jesuit from the UK. This is usually sung to a tune that also originated in the UK, Forest Green. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to play the text here. It is under copyright by Jeffrey Chapman Publishers. I will, however, read to you the text in English as I have it here in preceslatine.org. Well, preces-latines.org. We'll have a link to this in the show notes anyways. It shows both the text in English and in Latin. We're going to save you the grief and read the English. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited us and brought redemption for his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant. And he has promised through the mouths of his holy ones, the prophets of old, that salvation from our enemies and from the land of all who hate us. To show mercy to our forefathers, and to be mindful of his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham, our father, that he would grant us, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we may serve him without fear, in holiness and justice before him all our days. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord and prepare his ways, to give knowledge and salvation to his people through forgiveness of their sins, because of the compassionate kindness of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet in the way of peace. And there you go, the Benedictus, as sung by Zechariah shortly after the birth of his son, John the Baptist, and as told by the evangelist, St. Luke. For our third straight show, we've been playing some contemporary renditions of traditional hymns. Here's one with quite the twist. Johnny Proctor!
All creatures of our God and King, and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia.
golden beam. Thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. 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 Thou rushing winds that are so strong, you clouds that sail in heaven alone. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Thou rising sun with praise rejoice. You lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. 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 Let all things their Creator bless, and worship God with humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Oh, praise the Father and the Son, Spirit three in one. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Johnny Proctor, All Creatures of Our God and King. Always good to hear from Johnny. Johnny comes courtesy of SoundClick, www.soundclick.com. There's a link to his SoundClick artist site and to his own website in today's show notes. And we'll be back.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
The staff and crew at Christos Vincit salute the iPadre for 15 years of holy priestly service. Ad multos annos, Father Finelli.
Don't do this at church.
Hey, isn't that ditty about the Edmund Fitzgerald?
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Liturgical Dancers Gone Wild.
Here. Today we're going to do the Benedictus that Brian was talking about earlier, except we're going to do it in classical Latin. Ready? Here we go. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit conus salutis nobis in domo Davi pueri sui. Sicut locutus est per o sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt profetarum eius. Salutet ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad faciendam misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamentis sui sancti. Iusurandum quod iurabit ad Abraham patre nostrum, daturum sed nobis. Ut sine timore, de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer propheta altissimi vocaberis, praebus enim ante faciem domine parari vias eius. Ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitabit nos, orient ex alto. Illuminare is qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent. Ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam patis.
Ego sum Priyanis Michaelis pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Hold for us at Podcast Alley, says the man with facial hair. Cast your vote for a new podcast, Christus Vincit Anywhere. Use the link upon the sidebar. You can see it from your chair.
Yeah, those warm, fuzzy, gut-wrenching harmonies. But it does bring a point. Come on over to Podcast Alley and give us a vote. How do you get there? Well, it's easy. Our new improved website has a link to Podcast Alley on our main page and also has a link to Podcast Alley at the bottom of each of our episodes in the monthly archive pages. So come on over, Podcast Alley, once a month. Give us that nice little vote. Last month we really kicked butt, and I'm optimistic we can do the same this month. You can also leave some feedback on our message boards. There's a link to that on the main page as well at crystalsvintage.com. And you can also drop us a line at bpage69@yahoo.com. Or you can leave a review at iTunes as well. And while you're at it, folks, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Sarah from Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit the Blog is running in the best religion blog category. Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the best podcast category. Also starting this Sunday, July 1st, you can submit nominations to the 2007 Podcast Awards. It's a totally different site. Links to both the Blogger's Choice Awards and the Podcast Awards will be in today's show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. I think we're going to have a Lost 45 next week if all goes right. Oh, by the way, hang in there for the next 3 minutes. Don't go totally away. Hang in there for the next 3 minutes. We're going to sign off with my own little rip-off of Ubi Caritas for the organ. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Christus Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christus Vincit Network. And don't forget to watch for CVTV, coming to a YouTube and a boob tube near you.